Manx Radio's coverage of the Manx Music Festival is brought to you by SpectrumWindows.im.
Fast Amai, very good evening to you. It's Judith here welcoming you to Today at the Guild. Well, today and last night, to be precise, because I've got lots of winning performances to play for you. Some of them that came from the classes that were judged in the Royal Hall last night. Lots of results. We've got vocal performances, got some beautiful instrumental music for you to enjoy. So let's get started. Now, last night in the Royal Hall in the Villa Marina, there were some very popular classes, popular in that they were well supported by the competitors and greatly enjoyed by the audiences. And we're going to listen to some winning performances now. A very popular young man took to the stage and also took first place in the class for popular song from 1930 to the present. And this was repeated twice, once for years 9 to 13 for the young people to take part. And then it was followed by the same set of rules, but for adults. And basically, it's an own choice class. And you've got to pick a song that's, it, as the rules say, written for immediate appeal, but which has become part of the long-term repertoire of popular music and jazz. So, gives you a pretty broad canvas to choose from, doesn't it? And Callum Brew obviously chose well. He's right up to date with Writing on the Wall. He got 89 marks and a first place, and this is how he sounded.
Hit the floor. breathe. When in that air I'm suffocating. I wanna feel loved, run through my blood. Tell me it's this or I give it all up. How do I live? How do I breathe? When in that air I'm suffocating. I wanna feel loved, run through my blood. Tell me it's this or I give it all up. For you, I'd have to risk it.
And how popular was that performance? I just thought that was great. That was class winner Callum Brew and The Writings on the Wall. Now, the accompanist for this class is Jill Collings. And it may very well be that it was Jill who was accompanying Callum. But on the other hand, for this class, the competitors are allowed to bring their own accompanist. But I will tell you, as I say, that the accompanist for the class is Jill Collings. So there's a very good chance it was Jill who was playing. But what a voice. Well done, Callum Brew. Thank you for that. And this is what I love about the Guild. There's a home for every kind of music. And I hope that we will reflect variety over the next 50 minutes or so. Now, the class before that in the Royal Hall last night was for vocal ensemble up to school year 13. And here we had a lovely selection of music from the grammar schools, from the high schools. But the winners were Ballacottia Primary School, and they had 88 marks. They took a beautiful, beautiful song, and this is how they sang it. Ballacottia Primary School.
Yeah.
Ballacottia Primary School, 88 marks and a class win there with their lovely arrangement of Charles Chaplin's composition Smile. Second place were the Ballabells from Ballacameen High School with 87 marks and 86 for an ensemble from Broadway Theatre Company. So lots of competition there and a very lovely class to listen to. Thank you all for some great music. Now, whilst all that was going on in the Royal Hall last night, round the corner in St Thomas's Church, there were classes for the foreign language art song, and the rules there was it's an own choice class, but the piece had to be in its original language, excluding English and German. And very, very interesting in that the piece that won was sung by Glyn Morris, who comes from Wales and is a very keen supporter of the Guild. We're always pleased to welcome him when he comes over to compete. Glyn's won the Cleveland Medal on two occasions, and he won this class, the foreign language art song, singing in his native tongue, singing in Welsh, and he sang to great effect, took 90 marks for a class win there, with John Qualtro in second place with 89 marks. And then we had the vocal solo class for a song by a British composer, and there we had a victory for Denise Grunwald, who chose Madeleine Dring's setting of a John Betjeman poem, the one about the nightclub proprietress who's seen happier days. But Denise sang beautifully, got all the emotion into it, and she took a class win with 89 marks. Karen Elliott was in second place behind Denise with 88 marks. But in the next class, it was a victory for Karen. And this was a brand new class, first time that it's come into the Guild. And this is a class for an American art song, which again gaining great popularity, and there's lots to choose from. And the accompanist in this occasion is Madeleine Kelly, and we're going to listen to Karen's winning performance. For this, she was awarded 90 marks. It was a very high-marked class. Lots of people, 11 people went in for it. I beg your pardon, we had a couple of people who withdrew from it. So we had 9 people singing, and all the marks were, there was 86, 88, 89. So it's very, very high quality in this class. But it was Mandy Griffin was in second place with 89 marks, singing a Copland composition. But Karen took first place, 90 marks, singing Loveliest of Trees by John Duke. And her accompanist, as I say, is Madeleine Kelly. The winning song from the brand new class for the American art song, and I think that's probably going to grow in popularity as the years go on. There's some lovely music to choose from there. Congratulations to Karen. Now, let's catch up on some results from the spoken word classes. And the adjudicators here are full of praise for the quality of the spoken word that they're listening to over these days. And just to catch up on some results, we're going back to classes in the Promenade Suite on Tuesday. And in the Class 4 character study for school years 7 and 8, it was a first place for Poppy Williams from Stage 1 with 88 marks. And from Broadway Theatre Company, Grace Lee took second place with 87 marks. And the Broadway Theatre Company's their advanced group did very well in the choral speaking class for up to year 13 with a win there with 88 marks. And in a few moments, we're going to be listening to some spoken word, because that's where I was this morning in the Promenade, and just wonderful listening to the young people with their poems. And you're going to be listening to them in a couple of moments. Incidentally, a very good evening to Kevin Quirk, who's just sent an email in with a little bit of information that's nothing at all to do with the Guild, but is of great importance to the island in general. And this is all about the Joey Dunlop Foundation, and they're having a viewing day. And Kevin says in his email, "I'm pleased to tell you that the construction of additional apartments at our Braddon Bridge complex is now complete, and they're holding a viewing day this Monday, this Sunday from 10 until 4. And so Kevin says this is just a good opportunity for a skeet, because he said we really, really want the local community to understand our work and see that the facilities are available. So there we are, the Joey Dunlop Foundation. Their house at Braddon Bridge is going to be open this coming Sunday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. and you're welcome to pop in. Kevin and the team will make you very welcome and show you all around. And so congratulations to everyone involved in that, because we all know that doing these kind of things, extending a property in, but it's not easy, is it? But provides a much needed facility. So there we are. You can pop along on Sunday and have a look at that at Braddon Bridge. Right, back to business now. And I was mentioning that I was in the Promenade this morning, the Promenade Suite, where some young people were reciting poetry. And it was just an absolute delight. And I'm going to play some winning performances for you in just a moment. But I've just realised that there's a couple of results that I still have to give you of the spoken word. And these were classes in the cinema. Reading from the Bible and the spoken word for years, both of these classes for years 7 and 8 were both won by the same young lady. And that's Roviana Setsu, and both with the same mark. So Roviana won reading from the Bible with 89 marks, and she also won the spoken word with 89 marks. So congratulations to you, Roviana Setsu. In the Shakespeare class for up to year 9, a first place for Elizabeth Shooter with 88 marks. And in this class, the competitors are required to memorise and speak a single speech from one character from any play by Shakespeare. And Elizabeth chose to be Juliet from Romeo and Juliet. And then the character study for years 12 to 13, an exceptionally good performance from Saoirse Coyle Carroll gave her 90 marks to win this class. Congratulations, Saoirse. And Jack Smolin won the character study for years 9 to 11, and he got 89 marks for a first place there. And so to the Promenade this morning, and we had young people, as I say, with their poems, and there was a choice of two poems, and one was All About Cats by Eleanor Fargeon, the lady who wrote Morning Has Broken, or the other one was Robert Louis Stevenson's poem Windy Nights. And the adjudicator, Audrey Behan, explained that the poem Windy Nights was really harking back to Robert Louis Stevenson's childhood, where he was absolutely terrified of the dark, and he would imagine that all the quite familiar sounds were sinister, and things as familiar as his dressing gown hanging up on the back of the bedroom door had turned into something sinister and frightening. He really was very, very frightened of the dark, and it was this fear that came back to him when he started to write his poetry. So that was a little bit of background to that poem. And happily, the young people who took first and second place in this class each chose a different poem. So it gives us an opportunity to hear both of those poems. So let's start now by listening to Katrina McMurtry, who took second place. She had 86 marks, and she chose the poem All About Cats.
Cats by Eleanor Fargeon. cat sleep anywhere? Any table, any chair, top of piano, window ledge, in the middle, on the edge, open drawer, empty shoe, anybody's lap will do, fitted in a cardboard box, in the cupboard with your frocks, anywhere, they don't care, cats sleep anywhere.
And if you're a cat lover, I am sure that you will agree with every word of that. And well done for that lovely reciting of that poem, Katrina McMurtry. But in first place, we had Isaac Kreisky, and his choice was the Robert Louis Stevenson poem, Windy Nights.
Whenever the moon and stars are set, whenever the wind is high, all night long in the dark and wet, a man goes riding by. Late in the night, when the fires are out, why does he gallop and gallop about? Whenever the trees are crying aloud, and ships are tossed at sea, by on the highway, low and loud, by at the gallop goes he. At the gallop he goes, and then by he comes back at the gallop again.
And a well-deserved 87 marks there for Isaac Kreisky and A Cloud's Win and Robert Louis Stevenson's poem Windy Nights.
Manx Radio's coverage of the Manx Music Festival is brought to you by spectrumwindows.im.
Right, let's listen to some more music now, and we go back to the Royal Hall for last night for the class that concluded the proceedings yesterday evening. And again, it was a great class, very popular with listeners and very popular with the competitors too. And this was the other popular song for adults. And the winner is a lady who is an inspiration to lots of young people. She is Danielle Brideson. And not only did she sing, but she also played the piano. And she chose the Carole King song, You Make Me Feel Like a Natural Woman. This is class winner, Danielle Brideson.
Looking out on the morning gray, I used to feel uninspired.
You're my master key.
Another great performance, very, very popular win there. 89 marks and a class win for Daniel Brideson in the popular song The Adult Class. That was the equivalent of the one that Callum Brew won with Writing on the Wall. Terrific. Right, now, we also found out today who the other three contenders for the Cleveland Medal are going to be, and we will be listening to some music from each of them in just a few moments. But I mentioned earlier in the week that Robert Quain and Ramsey Town Band had a solution, or a bit of advice for those who are going to be restoring the Ramsey Pier, because, of course, you know, Ramsey Town Band, very concerned about issues to do with Ramsey. And they included it in their concert class at the brass band competitions on Sunday afternoon. Let's have a little bit of a light relief here, because the solution to getting the pier sorted out again, according to Ramsey Town Band, is the application of a bit of sandpaper. Ramsey Town Band there with Sandpaper Ballet. I'm sure that must have come from the era of, you know, when they had the typewriter song and those kind of novelty instrumentals from back in the 1950s. Must ask Robert. Anyway, Ramsey Town Band conducted by Robert Quain and the Sandpaper Ballet. Right, who's going to be fighting it out in the best possible way for the Cleveland medal on Friday night? Well, we have the complete lineup. Told you last night that the first three places were decided last night, yesterday afternoon, I should say. And we already knew then that the soprano will be Ruth Tickle, that the contralto will be Jane Main, and the bass will be Paul Costain. Now, from competitions this afternoon, I can tell you that the tenor will be John Snelling, the mezzo-soprano will be Helen Prescott, and the baritone will be Michael Corkill. And it's no secret that these last few years have been difficult ones for Michael. He has been very ill, and so I think that's why his return to singing, and to singing at this quality and power, is particularly admirable, and we're just delighted that Michael is going to be there singing for the medal on Friday night. Let's listen to part now of his winning performance this afternoon. It's again a set piece and an own choice, and Michael's own choice is Hilaire Belloc's Miranda, the musical setting of Miranda. This is Michael Corkill, and his accompanist is Marilyn Cannell.
Do you remember spreading of the straw for the bedding, and the fleas that tease in the high Pyrenees, and the wine that tasted of tar, and the cheers and the jeers of the young muleteers under the dark of the vine veranda. Do you remember an inn, Miranda? Do you remember an inn? And the din, and the hip hop puff of the clap of the hands, to the twirl and the swirl of the girl gone glancing, chancing, dancing, backing and advancing, snapping of the clapper to the spin, out and in, and the tick tock tang tang of the guitar. Do you remember an inn, Miranda? Do you remember an inn, Miranda? Miranda.
And that is how Michael Corkill earned his place in the Cleveland Medal Final on Friday night. Congratulations to you, Michael. And that was Miranda and Michael's accompanist, Marilyn Cannell. Now, we know now that the mezzo-soprano representative in the Cleveland Medal Test will be Helen Prescott. And again, there was a set piece and an own choice. And we're going to listen now to Helen's own choice. And for this, her accompanist is Jill Collins, and she has chosen Sugidia by Bizet. This is Helen Prescott. We met two salons, we elevated. Helen Prescott and Sugadia by Bizet. And that is how she earned her place in the Cleveland Medal Final. And that's, as I say, the Royal Hall on Friday night. That's going to be an excellent night of competition. It will begin with the Sheffield Plate. So you'll be listening to the 9 solo voices and individual winners of their solo voice classes. Some lovely young voices there to listen to. 9 will be singing, and one of those will take home the Sheffield Plate, the highest award that the Guild offers to our young singers. That'll be followed by the Vocal Duets Final and then the Cleveland Medal Test. And I can already tell you the 6 young people who will be competing for the Sheffield Plate. That's Evie Skillicorn, Evan Darrick, Brescia Kelsey, Sophie Heinzen, Zach Colligan and Lindy Nyoni. And there are 3 places still to be decided with classes that have yet to be held. So well done to all those who've earned their place so far. The Vocal Duets Final, it's the mixed voice duet, the male voice duet and the ladies voice duet, will all sing again. Again, their individual class winners will sing again for the Belown Rose Bowl. And so we'll have Jane Corkill singing with Paul Costain, then Jane singing with Nikki Fletcher-Corsa, and then the father and son duo of William and Matt Creer will be singing. So that again will be something lovely to listen to. And then, of course, we'll have our Cleveland Medal Test. Now, I think it's true to say that 5 out of the 6 people are no strangers to Cleveland Medals Final. But for the next person, it will be a first time, because the winner of the special baritone solo class is Dr. John Snelling. That's right, Dr. John from Women Today fame. Well, he has earned 89 marks, a first place in the special baritone solo class, and therefore he will be on stage competing for the Cleveland Medal on Friday night. Again, there was a set piece that he could for him to choose from, a couple of set pieces, and then an own choice. And John's own choice was Shakespeare's poem, It Was a Lover and His Lass, and he chose the Geoffrey Bush musical setting, and that's what we're going to listen to now. And John's accompanist is Frank Woolley.
It was a lover and his lass with a hey and a ho, hey and a ho, and a hey, nonny, no, that o' the green cornfield it pass in the springtime, the only pretty ringtime when birds do sing, hey, 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 ding-a-ding-a-ding. Sweet lovers love the spring. Between the acres of the rye with a hay and a ho, hay and a ho, and a hay, nonny, no, these pretty land lovers do ply in the springtime, the only pretty ringtime when birds do sing, hey, 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 ding-a-ding-a-ding. Sweet lovers love the spring. And therefore take the present time with a hey and a ho, hey and a ho, and a hey, nonny, no, for love it's crowned with the prime in the springtime, the only pretty ringtime when birds do sing, hey, 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 ding-a-ding-a-ding. Sweet lovers love the spring.
A winning performance there from John Snelling. Now, Paul Costain, who has qualified again this year, as we know, won the Cleveland medal last year. Ruth Tickle won a Cleveland medal in 2006, but for Jane Main, Michael Corkill and Helen Prescott, they have qualified for the final before, so they know just how it feels to go out and sing for the medal. But for John, it will be a first time. We wish them all the very, very best and look forward to a great feast of singing on Friday night. What next? I've got some lovely instrumental music for you to enjoy in just a moment.
Manx Radio's coverage of the Manx Music Festival is brought to you by SpectrumWindows.im.
Now, Wednesday traditionally is string classes in the Royal Hall, and that's what we enjoyed this morning. So let me tell you some results. String class for violin and viola, grades 1 to 3. And Sophie Heinsen, who's a violinist, took first place with 87 marks. And Gypsy Quirk, also a violinist, took second with 86. Lily Burt was first in the string class for cello and double bass for grades 1 to 3, and Lily had 87 marks. Lily goes to Moran Primary School. Then in the string class for plucked strings, again we're looking at grades 1 to 3, and Ruby Grant, playing her harp, had 88 marks to take first place, and Amber Pullen was second. She's also a harpist, and she had 87 marks. The string class for violin and viola grades 4 to 5 produced a first place for Abigail Radcliffe with 88 marks and second place for Marie Zoe Silliers with 86 marks. They're both violinists. And Archibald Elliott, cellist, played his pieces and he got 81 marks to win the cello and double bass class for grades 4 to 5. And now we're going to listen to a winning performance from the string class for grades 4 to 5. Again, we're going to listen to a harpist, and this time it's Lucy Gilmore, and she had 88 marks, and this is part of Lucy's winning performance. She chose for all her performance today traditional Manx tunes arranged by Rachel Hare, who is well known for all that she gives to harp music here on the island. This is Lucy Gilmore.
Thank you.
I just love that. I hope you enjoyed it too. That was Class Winning playing there from Lucy Gilmore with 88 marks. Just close behind her with 87 marks was Arabella Ayen, also playing her harp. Now, let's have some cello music. And this is from the string class for cello and double bass for grade 6 and above. Samuel Hillsfield had 86 marks, but just beaten into second place by Grace Templer, who plays the Elegy by Carl Davis. She won the class with 87 marks, and this is Grace playing for you now. Grace Templer's accompanist there was Jill Collings. That was a class win there for Grace playing her cello. Well, I've got some more instrumental music for you in just a moment, but let's have a song. And I think that the lady to deliver it is Lois Mooney. And this is another class winning performance. This time it was for a girl's solo, years 11 to 13. Again, Jill Collings, by coincidence, is the accompanist here. And it was a test piece, another Manx traditional song. This one is called Home. And Lois won the class with 86 marks. And here she is to sing for you now.
Tender green is all.
Winning performance there from Lois Mooney. I think it's lovely to hear all these traditional Manx songs being revived again. Really great. Right, back to our string instruments. And in the class for string, class for grade six and above, plucked strings, again, any plucked strings instrument could qualify for this. And Marcus Boyd won the class playing classical guitar. Now, if I tell you the mark, it will not reflect the quality of Marcus's playing, because, in fact, he was awarded 87 marks for the quality of his playing, but unfortunately there was a time limit on the programme that he could play, and he went over time, and so he lost some marks because of that. That's the rules as we know them. So, unfortunately, the mark ended up being 81, but as I say, it doesn't reflect his playing was of a quality that gave him 87 marks. And a class win there. Eric Kelly stormed to victory, as he always does in the electronic keyboard class, we're very pleased to say, and he got 89 marks. He put together a medley of The Washington Post, Perhaps Love, and Tijuana Taxi. We've got that to look forward to in a future programme. But let me play some music for you now by a very talented instrumentalist, and it's Annabelle King. Now, this is from the string class for violin and viola, grades six and above. And it was the rules are just a balanced programme with a time limit of 10 minutes. Anna Glynn, also playing her violin, was in second place with 87 marks. But Annabelle, just 2 marks ahead with 89, she chose the Ashokan Farewell and a traditional Russian melody that she's going to play for us now. This is Annabelle King playing Black Eyes.
Thank you.
A very atmospheric performance there from Class winner Annabel King. Well, stay tuned for Andy Wint coming along next with The Late Show, and I'll be back tomorrow morning around about 10 to 8 in Mandate with all the news of everything that's been happening in the Royal Hall and the Promenade Suites down at the Villa Marina tonight. But thank you for listening. This is Judith Lay wishing you a very good night. Evi.
Manx Radio's coverage of the Manx Music Festival is brought to you by SpectrumWindows.im.